we're approaching Milford Sound. The great British author and poet Rudyard Kipling described Milford Sound as the eighth wonder of the world, and of course we believe he was right. Milford Sound is one of 14 fjords in the region. There are three ways to access the sound: by road, air, or by foot over the Milford Track. Coming up on the right soon, you'll see the damage a massive avalanche caused, blocking the road for a few days. Shortly on the left-hand side, you'll see New Zealand's third busiest airport. Not by size or numbers of passengers, but by the numbers of aircraft that fly in and out of here annually. Past the airfield is Sandfly Point, where the Milford Track walkers complete their journey. At this end of the sound is Mitre Peak, which rises straight up to 1,692 metres above the sea and drops down over 400 metres to the seabed. Mitre Peak was given its name because it resembles the mitre of a bishop's headwear. Milford Sound is visited annually not only by thousands of tourists who arrive in coaches, cars, vans and aircraft, but also many large cruise ship companies include Milford on their New Zealand itineraries. Popular activities in Milford Sound are kayaking and diving. There are popular local residents as well, including dolphins, fur seals and penguins. Milford was originally explored by whalers and sealers seeking a haven from the wild west coast storms, thus its first name of Milford Haven. The first settlement of Milford was settled by Donald Sutherland in 1877, and accommodation was available from 1891. The body of water itself is today incorrectly named, as it is really a fjord gouged out by a glacier. A sound is formed by river action, whereas a fjord is glacial action. The Māori name for Milford Sound is Piopiotahi, the single song of the thrush.